What a great week we had at camp, and we're excited about how God worked in hearts. We're going to have the teenagers come and just each of them give a brief testimony. Let me just say a word real quick about the video. So it's good to be able to see activities and stuff. Understand, the kids had lots of fun, but they wear the kids out because when it's service time, they are ready to receive the word of God. They're not just tons of energy. They've been there, and it's been a great week. And so each of the kids, we have 56 that went to camp this year. So they're going to each give a testimony, and they're going to all be brief. And if they go too long, we'll come and give them a little pat in the back and let them know it's time to close their testimony.
Hello, my name is Brandon Tolentino, and I'm going to be a senior this year. So this year was my second to last year of youth camp, and it was one of the best. It was an amazing week of camp. God really spoke in my heart this week about setting my priorities straight, because life can be filled with things that just overcome your daily life, and it'll take time out of your way, but you have to. God spoke to me about making time for Him and keeping Him first in my life, and I ask that you just pray for me, that I'll keep these decisions in for the rest of the teens, and thank you for allowing me to go.
My name is Jeremiah Reed. The best part to me for camp was probably the preaching. God really spoke to my heart about taking the next step in His will for my life. And just I thank y'all for all praying for us as we felt it, and we knew y'all were praying for us through the messages. And I ask you just help pray for us, continue to pray for us, help us keep our convictions, and thank you.
This week at camp was just so amazing, and I'm going to be honest, like on Saturday, whenever it was time to go, I didn't want to leave. Not because I didn't miss my family or my church family back here, but because I think just because everything we do there is centered, like the center of everything we do is God. And it just, there's so much joy in that. And whenever we come home, like I know for myself, I can put things in the center instead of God. And I just can't find the joy that I find at camp whenever God is the center. And I was just convicted this week that I need to make God the center of my life always, throughout the rest of my life. And I just ask that you would pray for me to do that. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is William. I'm going to be going into the 10th grade this coming year, and we all had a great week at camp, and it was a lot of fun. But God spoke to me about taking the next step and setting certain priorities in my life. Like, it's a lot easier to put video games or friends or motorcycles for me before God. But I need to take more time to pray and read the Bible, which will make me a stronger Christian. And also, I need to pray more. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ethan, and this week God really spoke to my heart about cutting off the head of the giant. In the video, you saw Brother Scott Pauley, Brother Pope. He was the older man, and he was talking about cutting off the head of the giant, and the head of the giant is like the interference between you and God. And so would you pray for us and to keep our decisions at camp? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dakota, and I really enjoyed this week at camp. The message that spoke to me the most was just really, like, you know, he just said, was cutting the head off the giant and just keeping about reading and your priorities straight. And I thank y'all for the prayer, and please pray for me as we continue with our decisions. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Brody Wiggins, and this year at camp, God really spoke to me about one of the messages that Scott Pauley preached, and just being a better person and getting the thorns out of my life so that I can be a firmly rooted Christian. And thank you for just letting us to go for camp. Thank you for all y'all that helped us pay, and just thank you.
Well, I'm Landon Bradshaw, and this is my final year camp. And Monday night, Brother Scott Pauley talked about the soil and compared like a fruit. It's like the soil, and you know, the soil for God. And God just spoke to my heart that, like, I need to get my soul right for Him. And I want to thank everybody for letting us go this week and praying for us. Thank you.
Well, hello, my name is Jimmy, and this is my third year to go to camp. And my favorite moment at camp was when me and my counselor We prayed over taking the next step and being a spiritual friend. And the next two services that Brother Scott Polly preached was about taking the next step and being a spiritual friend. So I was just amazed about what God can do. And this after this camp, I made a decision about just taking the next step in the Lord and being that a faithful friend and reading my Bible and praying every day. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Adam, and I really liked camp this year. My favorite preacher was Scott Polly, and just him talking about you have to take that next step. It's like, also my favorite part was the zip line, and it's like when you're going to take that next step, but it's not there, and then you just go. And, and then, yeah, that was one of my favorite messages about taking the next step. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Clayton Canny. This is my first year at camp. God really spoke to my heart about taking the next step, and if you have to, continuing on taking the same step over and over, just getting right with the Lord.
My name is Cameron Wagner, and the Lord really spoke to my heart about one verse. It's Proverbs 27:17. It said, iron is sharpeneth iron, and just how to build up a friend and be more spiritual of a friend and not take them down. Thank you.
My name is Kyle Spears. I'm Reagan and Samuel's cousin, and this was my first year camp. And this week, God really spoke to my heart about not letting the things of the world get in the way of me and him time, like reading my Bible and praying. And there's a lot of stuff in this today that like can get in the way, like your friends, video games, you know. And I just God really spoke to my heart about not letting those things get in the way of him.
I'm Isaac. My favorite part of camp was the Monday night service. We all got in, and Brother Scott Polly preached on the soil, the soil of your life was like. What was the foundation your Christian life was built in? And it really spoke to my heart, because to have a better Christian life and to be a better Christian, to be like Christ, is what you had to have your life rooted in Christ. And it really spoke to my heart about. And everyone got convicted mainly about the same things this week, but. It was a really blessing to my life. I want to thank Pastor and everyone for letting us go and for funding the trip.
Hi, my name is Reagan, and this was my last year at camp. And I believe that for me, it was the best year that I've ever had at camp. Spiritually, God spoke to me. One of the first nights, Brother Scott Polly preached a sermon about social media and things like that get in the way of your life. And then later on, another preacher, Brother Johnny Pope, preached about Goliath being a giant, and that you need to cut the head off of the giant in your life. And I thought it was amazing how God tied those two sermons together to me and made me realize that was the giant in my life that I needed to cut the head off. And so I made a decision to start giving more time to God each day, such as social media and other things, that and jobs and other priorities that I need to change. So pray for me that I keep that.
Hi, my name is Caden Nipp. This is my first year going to the camp, and God really spoke to my heart about not putting myself in the wrong situations with like the wrong kinds of people. And I just think that the camp was a really big blessing, so thank you all for your help and support. And please be praying for us. In your name, amen.
Hello, I'm Micah. And camp this year was good. I mean, all the messages were amazing. And this year something I figured it was missing, I guess you could say. Something was missing. And this year I got saved at camp on my birthday. I bet you could guess you could say it's the best birthday gift you can have.
This was my first week at camp, and my name's Matthew Reed, and this is my first week at camp, and it was a big blessing to see all these people respond to Jesus and God really spoke to my heart about reading my Bible more, because I never had been spending time in the Bible, so I really been wanting to spend time in the Bible. And thank you all for helping us go to camp, and thank you for your prayers.
Hi, my name's Barack Makuba, and this was my second year going to camp, and God really spoke to me about taking the next step and, like, reprioritizing my life to have more time to read my Bible and pray. And when Brother Scott Pauley talked about cutting off that one thing or a person that, like, was holding you back from taking that next step, it really spoke to me, and I hope you will keep praying for us.
Hi, my name is Tristan Lopez, and I had a really good year at camp. I still have one more to go, and I'm really looking forward to it already. And just God really spoke to me about being a better friend, and being a friend that brings people closer to God and not away from God. And just please pray for me and all of us as we keep our convictions. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anthony, and this is my second year at camp. And what God really spoke to me about this year is being more of a faithful spiritual friend to other people, not only to the people that are my friends now, but the people that will be my friends in the future. I just need to be more respectful in how the way I talk and to my friends. And please help me to, please pray for me as I keep my decision to be more faithful to my friends. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chase, and I made a decision this year at camp to read my Bible and pray more, so let's pray with me with that. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, my name is Georgie. This is my first time you're going to camp. My favorite message was preached by Brother Scott Pauley about being a better friend and choosing the friends that I hang out with and to be a better friend. And thank you for letting us go to camp. I just came. And thank you.
Hi, my name is Kane, and this is my first year at Southland. And I really like the camp, and this year God spoke to my heart about just taking the next step in my life and growing in my relationship with Him. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Aiden Ramirez, and this is by far probably the best year of camp I've had. And the preaching was definitely phenomenal, and when you're bunking with two ninjas in your cabin, it's definitely interesting. And my favorite preacher was probably Brother Johnny Pope, and just the message on the evolution versus creation, he was just spot on with every little detail about the fact that the atheists, or not, the evolutionists are wrong, and it's just amazing, and thank you.
Hi, my name is Tyler Reed, and God really spoke to my heart this week about being a better friend in the youth group. And my favorite message was Brother Scott Pauley's message about iron sharpeneth iron and being a better spiritual leader in your youth department. And he also spoke to my heart about putting God first in my life. I had a bunch of other stuff that wasn't first in my life. And I just thank you all for the financial support and prayers. It really means a lot to us. And thank you.
Hello, my name is Samantha Day, and this year at camp, God really spoke to me about just being patient, because I already told myself that I was willing to do whatever God wanted for me, but in my mind I was thinking I need to know now to be prepared for it, because I like to plan ahead. And I guess this year he just told me to stop and take one step at a time, slow down. It's my plan, not yours. And so I just ask that you'd pray for me as I take the next step. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Gentry, and I graduated this year, so this is my last year at camp. And
It was probably the best year of camp that I've ever had because the Lord spoke to me and through every single message. But I think my favorite one was probably Brother Scott Polly's one about taking the next step in your spiritual life. He really got my attention on how much I've put in front of that and how much Brother Scott Polly talked about how we draw a line in the sand sometimes. We don't cross over it. And the Lord made me realize through that message that that's kind of what I did. And so I made the decision to just to put God first in my life, do my Bible reading more in prayer life, and to take that next step in my spiritual life.
Hello, my name is Anna Ramirez, and I just want to thank the church for giving us like this privilege to be able and financial support of being able to go to camp. And one of my favorite things were probably the singing and how it just like uplifted your heart before the amazing preaching. And I would just like to ask you guys if you would all pray for us and that we keep our decisions during camp.
Hi, I'm Rachel Day, and this is my first year at Southland. And God spoke to my heart about growing closer to Him and taking the next step spiritually. And a few weeks before, God spoke to my heart about being a missionary and going into the mission field, but I didn't know where He was calling me to. After a few weeks of praying, God spoke to my heart during the week about Panama Canal. And He also spoke to my heart about going to Papua New Guinea. And I'm just praying for both, and wherever God leads me, I will follow Him. Amen. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tommy Mosier, and as you can tell from my voice, we did a lot of cheering this week. And this week, my heart was convicted about two sermons. So my first sermon was about how we need to keep fighting the fight and how we need to keep taking steps. And in my Bible, on the first page, it says, the closer that we get to the Lord, the more temptations that we're going to have. So please pray for us to not give it to temptations, but to love the Lord.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Tolentino. I first want to thank my parents and my church family for sending me to camp and getting me closer to God. I made a decision to answer God's call for whatever He has for my life, and I please ask y'all to pray for me to keep that promise. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I thank you all for giving me the opportunity to go to camp. It was definitely a blessing to me. One of the messages that really spoke to my heart was what Brother Polly preached about friends, and it really spoke to my heart to be a witness, and it showed me that I want to share what God has given me in my life and all the happiness that He's given me I want to share with people. I pray that you pray for me in that decision. Thank you.
My name is Paige Sides, and this was my first year at camp. It was a really good time, but the preaching was phenomenal. I loved it. But the two that stood out to me were being pure and taking the next step. And the decisions I made were I was going to promise God to keep myself pure and save it for my husband and to take the next step in life. And thank you for allowing us to go, and thank you for the financial support.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Trangmont, and this is my first year going to teen camp, and the preaching was really great. I liked all the sermons, but the one that stuck out to me was taking that step and not drawing a line in the sand like usual. During the invitation, he said, if God is calling you into the ministry, I want you to raise your hand, and I was one of those few that raised my hand, and he said, if you're really serious about it, I want you to stand up. And so I stood up, and he said, go to your counselor or your sponsor and go talk to them about it. And so I went to Miss Eva, and we talked about it, and I decided to devote my life into the ministry.
Hi, my name is Allison Ratledge, and this is my first year at Southland. And this week, the Lord has convicted me about being baptized. And I pray that you will pray for me. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Peyton Sides, and this is my second year to go to camp. And God really just spoke to me about taking the next step, and that God has a plan, and that whatever he planned, I'm going to do it. Thank you for your prayers.
Hi, my name is Sarah Cardenas, and this was my first time going to youth camp, and God really spoke to my heart about where I'm going to go on the mission field, because about 1 or 2 years ago, I knew that I wanted to go on the mission field, but I just didn't know where, and so God spoke to my heart about going to Kenya, so thank you.
Hi, my name is Caitlin Goins, and this week, God really spoke to me about, like, in the preaching, they said that you got to take the next step, and I've been, like, holding myself back because of my friends, and, I'm doing a lot of things I shouldn't be doing right now, and in order to fix that, I got to get rid of a whole bunch of bad things, and then from there, I'm just going to try to preach the gospel and tell more people about it, because God really convicted me about that this week. But could y'all just please pray for me, because I know it's going to be hard.
Hi, my name is Shelby, and this was my last year at camp, but it also was one of the best years I've had at camp. It really was a blessing to all the youth group and to me. And this year, really, God spoke to me was during one of the chapel services during the day was we had all the people from different places around the world, and one of the ladies, she was from South Korea. And she was telling us, and they all had something in common, just how blessed we are as a people to be in America, just to be able to read our Bible, and how I've taken it for granted, how I can stand up here in a church and have the freedom to speak about the Bible and the gospel, and just taking the next step in my life that I can do that, and that I need to trust God with everything, especially now that I'm going to college, and I don't know exactly what he has planned for me, but I know that I'll trust him and take the next step, and just please pray for us.
Hello, my name is Viviana. This was my last year to go to youth camp. I'm going to miss going with the teenagers. Every year we go, I could tell we get closer and closer as a youth department, and I love it. I love seeing everyone get closer and on fire for God. And this week, God spoke to my heart about staying in his will. As I go off to college, I just want to base my life off of him. And that one of the preachers said that you can't serve God with sin in your life. And I just need to take the sin out of my life and just focus on him.
Hello. This is, I don't know what my year is going to camp. First, I want to thank everyone who helped all of us go to camp, all the teens, all the adults go to camp. I'm going to keep it short, so I'm not going to cry. I'm really thankful for all the kids, and I do want to say all the sermons were really great. I can't even just pick one that was really spoke to me, but if I did have to, it would be about the thorns of your life, the things that hold you back from moving forward and taking that next step. All your teens have made many decisions, and I just really ask all of y'all to just pray for, you know, for all of us, pray for the teens, and just keep up with them with the decisions that they've made for camp.
Well, all of you know me. My name is Juan, and I'll be a senior this year. Well, first things first, I just want to give the praise and the thanks to God to get us there safe, kept us there safe, just maybe little bumps and bruises, and brought us back home safe. That's what I want to say first. But I know one thing that the Lord really talked to me because of my past. I always say I see a lot of godly men out here at this church, and I always tell myself, man, I want to be like that person. I want to be like. But you know what? There was a message preached where it said, just be who you are because God has a plan for you. And that's where I learned. That's what I needed to hear. And I know on Saturday morning when we're getting ready to leave, my wife did turn around and ask me. She said, are you ready to leave? And I looked at her and I said, no, that's how good it was. And I got to say, and I got a quick question for the teens. You can raise your hand and be honest. You don't have to. But how many of you would like to spend a little more time there this year? That's how good it was. It was really good. And I just want to thank all of you for your prayers. Thank you.
Well, I normally think about what I'm going to say while I was back there, but I forgot. I was a little distracted listening to them. Every year we go, and at the beginning of every day, the counselors meet together with the staff and the youth pastors and pastors, and they ask for prayer requests, and they ask if there's students or teenagers in your group that are not saved. And at the beginning of the week, Brother Jesse and I looked at each other, and my husband and I, and just said, I think they're all saved, you know, except for Micah. Mike was our surprise, very pleasant surprise. But and we, you know, they're all saved, and but this is a week they need to grow. And, you know, sometimes you forget that the Lord loves them more than you do. And every message this week was growing and growing and growing. And if you want to get rid of something, here's how you do it. And you want to move past something, here's how you do it. And every message was perfectly geared toward them. And just a reminder how much the Lord loves me more than we do. My second favorite part of the week was probably seeing Victor. Victor was one of ours. And, of course, once they're one of ours, they're always one of ours. They're going to be 40, and we're going to be, look, it's one of our teenagers. Aren't they cute? But seeing him, you know, they're in their teenage years. We're like, come on, you can lead, you can yell, you can get up and tell people what to do, and they all get timid. But to watch Victor there come into his own and leading campers and being confident in his walk with the Lord and confident in his ability to lead. And I know he told his mom this, and I'm going to tell. They probably make $50 a week there. So he's given up a lot of money just to be able to be at that camp. And I know he told his mom it was worth every penny and more to see God work this summer and to have God work in his heart. And so it's a blessing for Jesse and I to watch him and watch how much he's grown, and to watch him help other teenagers. It was great this week. Thank you.
Well, every year we've had the opportunity for the last couple of years to have interns. And so they get a chance to kind of work with our staff and follow me around. And Noah's done a great job. I wanted to say one thing. Church, thank you for being so faithful and giving the youth department. You give sacrificially and you pray for them. And we love you and we appreciate you. But could I say this, parents, your kids have come home. I know they've made decisions before, and I know that sometimes you might have the idea, prove it, or you want to see it. Can I just encourage as a church, these teenagers, I'm telling you, we have the greatest group of teenagers on the planet. Yeah. And I'm so thankful the Lord allowed my wife and I to be the youth pastor here. But pray for them and encourage them. And when they mess up, don't give up on them. Just encourage them to keep on taking the next step. And looking forward to hearing Noah preach for us.
Well, it's awesome to hear all those awesome testimonies. Awesome, Pastor. Well, a couple of things you have to realize when you go to camp is that, one, you're not in Texas anymore. Second, you sweat a lot because it's super hot there. And three, you're away from your own bed, and that is something that is hard to live with. But one thing that's easy to get used to there at camp is getting into your Bible and getting into preaching at camp. My favorite sermon was from Johnny Pope. There was a lot of like different titles that could have gone with it, but the one phrase he kept using was, it's not time to go wobbly, and it's not time to go back and forth between your Christian life and your worldly life. And at camp, you get a time away from the world, but that makes it so much better that you are not being wobbly there at camp. You can actually just be stand firm with God. That way you can carry it into the world. So turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18, and I have no time at all. Okay, so I have like this whole sermon planned out, and so I'm going to have to like mark some stuff out, because there's no time. I'll start reading verse 23 of Matthew chapter 18. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon one, he was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest, what thou owest. And this servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to preach, Lord, and the great week of camp that we've had, Lord, was the best of all. And Lord, I just pray for each of these teenagers that they would make the decisions that they would keep their decisions that they made, Lord, and that I would keep my decision, Lord, and be with me as I preach, Lord, and just speak through me, Lord, and honor you in it, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, in this passage, you have a king and a servant. the servant owes the master so much money that it is almost unbelievably impossible to, it's just impossible to pay it back. But the master forgives him because he had compassion. And that's kind of how what God has for us when we mess up in our sinful lives. And in the previous couple of verses, in verses 21 and 22, Peter asked Jesus, like, how many times should we forgive a person? And how many times should we forgive our brother? And he said, and in the Hebrew it said that it was seven times. Well, Jesus said it was 70 times seven. And the significance of the number seven was that it is means like completely, like completeness in Hebrew, like 7 days, stuff like that. But it is awesome that God says 70 times seven, like completely and always. So always completely forgiving. And so God is a very forgiving God. So when you go to camp, you are constantly asking God for forgiveness because he brings up so much sin in your life that you had like no idea that was there. And it's amazing how one sermon, 400 different people can get 4,000 things out of it, out of just maybe one verse. It's amazing how God speaks through to people. And, you know, people are going to mess up in life. They're going to hurt you. They're going to hurt each other. And then the thing that boggles my mind is that people refuse to forgive when God's forgiven them. And one of the hardest things to do in our lives is to forgive somebody else that has harmed us or has done something to us that is just, that you say is unbelievable to forgive. But God just, he is so forgiving and merciful to us that we ask for forgiveness, and when we name it to him and we bring it out and to him, that he still forgives us no matter what it is. There may be punishment with it, and there also may be mercy with it, but he still forgives us no matter what. And, you know, a lot of times when people don't forgive each other, bitterness sets in. And let me tell you this, bitterness eats you from the inside out. It will destroy your life because you grow so callous to what God has for you in your life, and you grow callous to what the love of others. And I went to junior camp this week. I had the privilege of going with our juniors. And probably the biggest message of the week was the bitterness bear. And it was just amazing to see how many people had bitterness in their hearts, but they got it right with God. And they had just a different expression on their face every single time they went. And I've struggled with bitterness in my life a lot. I've been wronged by a lot of people, and I've also wronged a lot of people as well. But guess what? We're human. That happens. But we have to have the forgiveness of God in our lives, like the king in this passage. Don't be like the servant that throws the other servant in prison because he didn't pay him back. And later on, you read the passage later, but the king actually gets really mad at him, and just it's a very sad story. But it says in James 3:14, "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth." That's pretty self-explanatory right there. But just don't have bitterness. It just goes against what everything you believe, and you just become so negative to everything else, and you don't have any compassion or love for others. Don't have bitterness in your lives and forgive one another. When you mess up, the hardest thing to do is to forgive yourself. And that is something that I struggle with. I want to tell a story, but I can't because of time. But at football, I was so bad. I love football, but I just never had enough experience, I think, to be good at it. And I never thought of myself as being good. But I'd mess up sometimes, and I would just be so negative the rest of the game in my mind that I was, oh, man, I screwed it up. There's no way we can come back from this. That I'm the cause of all this. But my Uncle John, who was my coach, he just said, get it out of your head. You're still playing football. We all make mistakes. Get back out there. And, you know, it's just awesome to see that, you know, God's a lot like that in our lives, that he just says, you are forgiven. Get back out there and do your work for me. And so I just want to leave you with this. Forgive each other. Ask for forgiveness. And forgive yourself. All right, so let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity for me to preach, Lord, and thank you for this great church and the men and women who have provided us to go to camp, Lord, and the money they gave. And thank you for speaking to all of our hearts as we were there at camp, Lord. And I pray that This youth group would continue to grow, Lord, and this church would continue to grow, Lord, and see fruit from it, Lord. And I thank you and love you for all you do for us, Lord. In your name we pray, amen.